Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City! A 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime! Kansas City wins the game!
Welcome into The Drive. With Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here with you on this great Thursday. Rob is here as well, taking you up until 6 o'clock. Today is going to be a little bit different of a show. We are going to go around the country and we are going to get various NFL voices and get their thoughts on the state of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mike Florio of NBC Sports is going to join us coming up in about 45 minutes. Bill Barnwell of ESPN is going to be on the show today. We'll hear from a couple of other guests. Mitchell Schwartz is going to join us in studio. He has been very vocal talking about the Chiefs offense, and we have some numbers for you on what the Chiefs look like when they are in shotgun versus when they are in under center. So we got a lot of that in today's show as well. Really happy that you guys are here with us on today's show. We are going to talk Thursday Night Football coming up in about 15 minutes. Is two teams that are fighting for a wild card spot, not much different than the Kansas City Chiefs, are going up against one another in Thursday Night Football. We'll get to that coming up in just a bit. But before we do any of that, I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you to tell one friend to check out the show. And number three, and most importantly, I need you to remember that the open of the show is brought to you by our friends over at The Other Place. So if you're looking for a place to watch Thursday Night Football today and you want to watch Houston and Buffalo, then stop on in and see our friends over at The Other Place. Grab yourself a bite to eat, maybe sit on the patio by the fireplace, grab yourself something to drink, watch a little football, probably some basketball on today as well, and just enjoy some of the nice fall days that we have left before the weather really starts to turn. Go do that with our friends over at The Other Place. The first 30 minutes of this show is going to feel like we are in the exact same place that we have been for numerous weeks. I asked you guys this question last week about the Broncos, and I think you can ask the exact same question now about the Indianapolis Colts. Right now, if you go on FanDuel and you go to the NFL page and you go to this week's game between the Colts and the Chiefs, you will see that the Chiefs are a 3.5-point favorite in this game. They were favored last week against the Denver Broncos. If you take a look ahead to next week's game, the Thanksgiving game against the Cowboys, they are already a 3.5-4-point favorite in that game if you want to look at the next 7-8 days for the Kansas City Chiefs. So, Rob, the same question that I asked you last week, I will ask you the exact same question this week about the Indianapolis Colts. Text line 913-586-7965. that the Chiefs sit here 3.5-point favorites against the Indianapolis Colts, does that say more about Kansas City and the respect that they have around the National Football League, or the disrespect that is being delivered towards the Indianapolis Colts? Because on paper, if you are looking at what these two teams have done in 2025, there is not a good argument for the Kansas City Chiefs to be the favorite in this matchup. Now, if you are arguing, gotta have it back up against the wall, Patrick Mahomes has never lost three games in a row, if you are arguing all of those superlatives, fine, that's great. But if we are talking about what the two teams have done so far this season, there is not another 500 team at this point in the season that could go up against one of the five best teams in the National Football League and be a decided favorite in the matchup. Maybe you don't believe that the Colts are one of the five best teams in the league, and that's perfectly fine. But based on what they have done, based on how consistent they've been so far this season, based on the resume that they have put together so far this season, Indianapolis absolutely deserves to be called one of the five best teams in the National Football League. One of those teams is coming into Arrowhead this weekend playing what has been a subpar, mediocre version of the Kansas City Chiefs, yet the Chiefs are getting a lot of love. They're getting a lot of respect. A lot of people are picking Kansas City to win this game. I'm picking Kansas City to win this game. But I'm asking you guys the question again, 913-586-7965. And Rob, we'll start with you. Do you think that this week's line, similar to last week, is this just continued hope, optimism, and belief in Kansas City? Or do you think this is just another sign that there is nothing the Colts can do in the first portion of the season to get people to buy in? It doesn't matter what the Colts' record is. Once the weather starts to turn, once we get to January, playoff football, the public is telling you, we don't believe in that quarterback and we don't believe in that team. Which do you think this is more indicative of?
I mean, I feel like a broken record. I'm going to say the same thing today that I said this time last week about the Broncos and Chiefs game. This is not about the Chiefs. This is a sign of disrespect to the Colts, because maybe I'm viewing gambling wrong. Maybe I'm viewing lines wrong. Maybe I'm just evaluating all those things incorrectly. But I would imagine the powers that be over at FanDuel, you know, they build those casinos in Vegas, are building these lines based on what is happening during the 2025 season. There is no, well, you know, you got to make the Chiefs a favorite because the aura of the Chiefs from 3-4 years ago. This should be done based on what we have seen in the 2025 season. That is my understanding of how lines and things of that nature are built. So the Colts are what, 7-3, competing for a one seed? They're a division leader. They should not be 3.5-point dogs, or depending on where you bet, on the road. They're also coming off a bye, which I know that Andy Reid is like the wizard off a bye, but most teams off a bye are better. They're healthier, all the things. So I think this is disrespect to the Colts. If it were any other team, if it were the 2024 insert blank, there was a division leader going on the road to a team outside the playoffs, it's 500. We can use the NFC as an example. Let's say the Philadelphia Eagles were headed to Dallas. I know the Cowboys are 4-5-1. Do we think Dallas would be a 3.5-point favorite? No. So this is disrespect to the Colts, in my opinion, not some sort of large belief in the Chiefs. That's how I feel about this game from the gambling perspective.
It's funny because I'm looking at the text line and I certainly understand it. I would say that a lot of the comments I have heard both locally or nationally about the Chiefs have been repetitive. And the big reason it has been repetitive is because it's been repetitive. Almost everything that I feel this week about the Indianapolis Colts is exactly how I felt last week about the Denver Broncos. Man, the Chiefs never lose these games in the AFC West. We got 9 years of examples of where the Chiefs, where their back is up against the wall, and they're going up a team that maybe necessarily you don't trust and believe in the postseason. The Chiefs will figure it out. Everything that we said last week, I feel like we are hearing today. I did a couple of national interviews, and that was just kind of the theme. Man, didn't we do this same conversation? Didn't we do these same topics last week against the Denver Broncos? We were wrong last week against the Broncos. A lot of people believe they are going to be right this week against the Indianapolis Colts. I think the public has told you this repeatedly. We are not ready to turn our back on the Kansas City Chiefs. Maybe you are. You watch him every single week. You just got a feeling. You got a hunch. Whatever it is. Maybe you have decided that it is over for this team and you are not picking them this week. Let's get it right. Like, if you are picking against the Chiefs, I don't think you're wrong to do so. The Colts just might be a better team than they are. Last week, I don't think people were ready to acknowledge that when it came to the Denver Broncos, that the Broncos in 2025 doesn't mean they will be in 2026, but in 2025, the Broncos are a better and more consistent team than the Kansas City Chiefs. There feels like there is a reluctancy to admit that same thing when it comes to the Indianapolis Colts. I am reluctant to admit that same thing when it comes to the Kansas City Colts. I think all of us are waiting to see if the Chiefs are going to wake up out of this bad dream. There is no other way to quantify the 2025 season. It has been a bad dream. The Chiefs have not been themselves at any point, not from week one, not a couple of days before Thanksgiving. This is a completely different team than the one that we are used to. And it feels like this is the last time that we could have this conversation. The Chiefs are in not a need to have got a game or, yeah, it'd be nice if they have to have it. The Chiefs are absolutely in a must-win game. We gave you the numbers yesterday on the show from NFL Network. Their chances go from 58% of making the playoffs to 22% of making the playoffs if they lose it. So they are not mathematically going to be out of it, but you cannot continue to lose games in the AFC. You cannot continue to lose tiebreaker scenarios and then think that you're going to grab one of these wild card spots. You could possibly be looking at a scenario in which the Chiefs could not have the tiebreaker against Buffalo, not have it against Jacksonville, not have it against the Colts because of their divisional record and AFC record, and they could potentially not have it against the Houston Texans, and we'll talk more about Thursday Night Football coming up in just a bit. This is the most important from a record, morale building, resume building, tiebreaker standpoint. This is the most important regular season game that they have played. But the reason it feels like deja vu is we said all of this last week in the division about the Denver Broncos. We'll read more of your text coming up on the other side, 913-586-7965. We are asking the same question that we asked last week because the Chiefs are also favored against one of the five best teams in the National Football League. The Chiefs right now on FanDuel are a 3.5-point favorite in this game. Do you think this is respect for the Chiefs and belief in the Chiefs, or do you think this is another sign that the public does not believe in the Broncos, Colts, and the Patriots? We'll read more of your texts coming up on the other side. We'll also talk about Thursday Night Football that include two teams that are firmly in the AFC wildcard hunt. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back into the show. Can we take a really quick detour before we get to your text? 913-586-7965. I have an NFL question that I'm curious what you guys would answer and who you would suggest. So, Rob, let's say that you and I were on NFL Family Feud in 2000, 25 years ago. And let's say the question was, I would consider this player to be a freak. I think the number one answer back in 2000 would have been Randy Moss. You remember what prime Randy Moss was like. He was different. He was the definition of just put your hand up, throw it up, and it wasn't a 50-50 ball. It was a 95-5 ball because you knew 8-4 was coming down with it. If you were playing this game in 1995, Barry Sanders might have been your answer. You know, there have been these guys that just, man, that guy's a freak. Who do you think that guy is right now? Like, if you were playing NFL Family Feud and it was this player is a freak, who do you think the number one answer would be? I'll tell you who I think it is, but I'm curious who you think it is. And I thought of this because I was just on YouTube. You know, sometimes you get down these YouTube rabbit holes and I ended up watching this Randy Moss highlight film. And I'm just like, yo, this man was different. Like, what? You weren't supposed to be this athletic. You weren't supposed to be doing this. I don't know how you defended this. Who would be the answer to your question?
That's a really good question. I don't know that any wideout comes to mind or corner. Do you know who I think the answer might be? I think the answer might be Josh Allen. I mean, Josh Allen is a 6'5", Cam Newton built type of guy who can sling the ball deep, but also he can take a punishment running the football. Like, he's not the bus. I'm not comparing him to that, but he kind of takes hits the way he does. So I think the answer might be Josh Allen.
Text line 913-586-7965. I'm curious what suggestions you guys would throw out there. If it was NFL Family Feud and the question was, this player is a freak, who would the number one answer be? I think the number one answer would be Myles Garrett. That's what I would guess. Like, that would be my answer. Like, when I see Myles Garrett, I just see an absolute athletic monster. I don't know if there's anybody in the league like him. Just physical, raw ability, clearly the best player at his position, an absolute game wrecker, game changer kind of player. And I've seen him perform in other sports. I've seen him play basketball. I've seen him jump out of a pool. Like, I don't know if there is many things athletically that Myles Garrett can't do. So my answer for, hey, that guy's a freak, my answer would be Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett's probably very similar conceptually to Javon Kearse, like, which his nickname was the Freak back in the day. Do you know who else might be on the list? Derrick Henry.
That's a good one.
I know I hate running back, but Derrick Henry looks like a linebacker, and he runs like, he's not as fast as Adrian Peterson, I don't think, but he runs like Adrian Peterson and looks like Ray Lewis. So Derrick Henry might also be on the list.
So text line 913-586-7965. I got distracted for just a little bit. We'll ask Mitchell Schwartz this question whenever he comes in. I'm curious what his answer would be. If you were playing NFL Family Feud and the question was, this player is a freak, who would your number one answer be? My answer would be Myles Garrett. Rob said Josh Allen. That would be his answer to the question. So we were asking the question earlier. A lot of questions so far in the first 20 minutes of the show. We asked the same thing last week. We'll bring it back this week. We'll remix it. Put our thing down, flip it, and reverse it. The Chiefs are 3.5-point favorites in this game against one of the five best teams in the National Football League. The Chiefs have not been one of the five best teams in the National Football League, nor have the Chiefs been consistent so far this season. Do you think that this is indicative of respect for the Chiefs and what they have done so far this in their history, and just respect that the Chiefs are the Chiefs and they'll get back to where they were? Or do you think this is disrespect towards the Indianapolis Colts and people, no matter how many regular season games that they win, people and the public will just not be believers when it comes to the Indianapolis Colts? That was what we were talking about earlier today. Let's get to Thursday Night Football. I know the question is going to come up at some point, so sometimes you got to be like preemptive. You know what I mean? You want to be proactive when it comes to these things. I think if you're a Chiefs fan, you have to be rooting for Buffalo today. Buffalo is going to make the postseason. There's going to be two other teams that grab wild card spots. I think it is in the Chiefs' best interest because they have already lost to Buffalo and they still have a game left when it comes to Houston. Just Buffalo be the 5 seed. I don't really see a scenario in which the Chiefs can be the 5 seed. Just in terms of their schedule, them potentially dropping another game, the tiebreakers they don't have. I just find it hard to believe that the Chiefs are going to be the best team that doesn't win their division. I think that's going to be the loser of the AFC East. So that's either going to be the Bills or the Patriots. I just don't see a scenario in which the Chiefs win more games than either one of those two teams. So I don't think the 5 seed is really in play. I think the Chiefs can be the 6 seed or the 7 seed. I guess in some ways, Houston could also be the 6 or the 7 seed. This is a team right now that doesn't have CJ Stroud, so I would try to kick them while they're down. I think the best thing for the Chiefs to have happen is let Buffalo go ahead, win their games, either win their division or just go ahead and outright be the 5 seed. And then you are in a competition with, it's between Kansas City, Los Angeles, Houston, possibly Baltimore or Pittsburgh. We'll see how that division plays itself out. Jacksonville, it's among those teams for those final 2 spots. And I think Kansas City has the chance to grab one of those 2 spots. So I know it might make you feel icky and you're not used to it and you don't want to do it. I think it's in the Chiefs' best interest to just let Buffalo go ahead and win and just, hey, Buffalo, win your 13 games and go ahead and move out of our way. The Chiefs try to either get to 12 or possibly 11 and try to grab either the 6 or the 7 seed. I don't think that Buffalo is going to be the 6 or the 7.
I agree with you. I also think the reason Chiefs fans should be pulling for Josh Allen and the Bills tonight is purely tiebreak. I agree with you. I don't know if there's a scenario the Chiefs end up as the 5 seed. Just they'd have to go 7-0. But even then, I think they'd need some help. Tiebreak-wise, they do not hold a tiebreak over the Bills. They played head-to-head. The Bills won. The Chiefs play the Texans later this year. So from a tiebreak perspective, tonight is better for the Chiefs if the Texans lose. Let the Bills run out ahead of you, because even if you and the Bills do get into a fight down the stretch, they basically have a game and a half lead over you because of the tiebreak. I also think there's an emotional component to this, and this is unquantifiable. It's just the feel. It feels like the Texans are on life support. They don't have CJ Stroud. I don't know the status of Will Anderson off the top of my head. I know Joe Mixon is now out officially for the season. It feels like the Texans are 5-5, but they are nearing the end of the line. They have Davis Mills tonight. Let the Bills land a knockout blow. Let's get the Texans out of your playoff picture graphic. Let's let the Bills make the Texans season officially over before we've cut our turkey on Thanksgiving, so the Chiefs are not fighting for 2 spots with 5 teams competing for 2, but it's 3 teams competing for 2. So I don't want to give the Texans a breath of life, because if Davis Mills goes out and beats Josh Allen, now they're 6-5, and now CJ Stroud could be coming back. They could get a shot in the arm. We know they're the best defense in the NFL, at least statistically. So I agree with you from a tiebreak and all the numbers standpoint. I think there's an emotional standpoint too. Let the Bills knock the Texans out. Do not let the Texans get life breathed back into their body tonight against Buffalo Bills.
I want to go back to what we were just talking about in the NFL Family Feud conversation. We'll also ask Mike Florio this question as well. If you were playing NFL Family Feud and the question was, this guy is a freak, who would be the number one answer on the board? I said Myles Garrett. You know a name that I'm surprised that I haven't seen pop up so far on the list? I'm surprised that Bijan Robinson's name hasn't popped up with anybody. I mean, there's been some Derrick Henry, there's been some DK Metcalf, and I certainly get it. A couple of people have also suggested Tyreek Hill. Myles Garrett has been on the list. I mean, there's a wide range of answers, and I think it should be. There's a lot of great athletes on here, But I was just sitting there thinking it, and someone just said, I don't think there's that player that exists today in the NFL. I think there's a bunch of those guys today. I just don't know right now if there is like the obvious guy. The way that Randy Moss was. Like Randy Moss, there was a time they're like, Randy Moss was so good, he became an adjective. Michael Vick, and I think some of it is we just have so many more of those kind of players today. But, I mean, in 2000, when you're sitting there and you're watching Michael Vick, I've never seen a quarterback that can do these kind of things. He's running around and just making plays and making guys run into each other. Like, I wonder if we can still be wild on the football field in the exact same way. But I'm sitting here watching. I'm looking at Bijan Robinson. Bijan Robinson, to me, deserves to be in this conversation of just like, man, this is incredible. This guy's a freak.
I don't mean to have this come off like I'm anti-Bijan, because Bijan is a freak. But what Bijan does, haven't we seen that before? So it's hard for us to our mind to be like, oh, he's a freak. He's just like, he's not as good as Barry Sanders, but there's some Barry Sanders type of wiggle in his game. His pass catching ability is kind of Christian McCaffrey like. Like Bijan Robinson is more athletic than 98% of the human population, but at the highest level, we've seen what Bijan does done before, so I think we're kind of numb to it. He's a freak, but we've seen that level of freak athleticism at his position before, so we're kind of like, ho-hum, he's regular type of running back.
If I ask you this question about college football, who would you say? Because the answer to me is obvious.
I would say Travis Hunter 12 months ago.
Yeah, I think it's Jeremiah Smith.
Jeremiah Smith's a really good answer.
I think Jeremiah Smith is the answer.
Jeremiah Smith.
I'm like, you're not supposed to be this good at this age.
Jeremiah
Smith. What is wrong with you? You are not a human being.
Honestly, that pass rusher from Miami, Reuben Bain, he has a little bit of that freak pass rusher in him too. But yes, Jeremiah Smith's the answer. Julian Sayin is a Heisman candidate because Jeremiah Smith's a receiver on his team.
Yeah, no, you ain't lying there. So I want to switch gears just a little bit, and I got to take a little small, I mean, teeny tiny shot at my brother Nick Wright. Nick Wright has been spreading this propaganda all across the country for quite some time now, and a lot of you have been eating it up. And I get it. Hey, the Chiefs were running laps around everybody. We went back and we found this audio. You guys are going to trip out about this. This was exactly 10 months ago to the day that Nick Wright went on his very popular television show. Shout out to Nick, Danny, Kevin Wilds, Chris Broussard, the whole crew. Great people. Love them all. Nick was saying this at the beginning of the year about the Chiefs.
And here's how the Chiefs seasons work. It starts in the AFC Championship game.
Mm-hmm.
If they go 0-1 that year, they have massive changes. It's happened twice. Once they fired the defensive coordinator after going 0-1 in 2018, and once they traded Tyreek Hill after going 0-1 in 2021. If they go 1-1, win the AFC Championship game, losing the Super Bowl, they look at the team and say which unit needs to be overhauled, and they fix it. That happened in 2020 when they went 1-1, and they changed their offensive line. And if they go 2-0, they hold a parade.
It wasn't that long ago that, boy, we used to laugh at these regular season games. Oh, the regular season doesn't matter. Why do you overreact? I can't believe you guys do this in the regular season. This is just practice. How many times, Rob, have we had the conversation about the Chiefs holding back plays for the postseason? We were just doing this 2-3 weeks ago. I mean, you know the Chiefs aren't using their real plays. Come on now, people. You know I ain't lying on this. 913-586-7965. We've been saying some crazy stuff about the NFL regular season. I mean, you know the Chiefs don't start trying until November. These games don't matter. They're this extended preseason. We're everybody's Super Bowl. We've been talking crazy about the regular season. Fast forward to this Sunday. Even Nick's got a tinge of worry in his voice.
But a literal and definitive double must win.
Wow.
It is a must win for the Chiefs for obvious reasons. They, in order to guarantee they make the postseason, they have to go 7-0. But to almost guarantee it, they have to go 6-1. So they probably have one loss to play with. So they are truly in must-win territory now the remainder of the season. Nick, why would the Colts be on there after all those amazing things Bruce said while Greg was the Amen Choir over here? Well, I don't know if you've been watching the Colts that closely, America, but they haven't looked like they did the first couple months since before Halloween. The last few weeks, they've been leaking a little oil.
The Chiefs have a playoff game on Sunday at Arrowhead. They're not going to have any home playoff games in January this year. Oh, they got home playoff games in November and December this year at Arrowhead. This is a playoff game. No, from a mathematics standpoint, the Chiefs are not eliminated if they lose this game. And you are right. They got to probably go 6-1. They could lose the one and then rattle off 6 in a row. I don't know if you can keep predicting a team that is 500 or slightly under 500 is now one day going to wake up and then go 6-0 down the stretch. In my opinion, if the Chiefs lose on Sunday, I don't know how you can predict them to go 3-0 against Denver, Los Angeles, and Houston. They have not won all three of those games at any point this season. They might go 2-1 in those three games. I don't know how you can predict them to go 3-0 when it comes to those games. So it's a little bit of fun, and you guys know my feeling towards Nick. That's my brother. I love Nick with my whole heart. But Nick has been a little arrogant when it comes to the Chiefs, and I get it. They've been the absolute best. I think everybody has gotten a little bit arrogant when it comes to the Chiefs for the last couple of seasons, and it's easy to do that when you've been the best. And the Chiefs might still end up getting to everywhere they want to go, but for the first time in the regular season at least, man, the Chiefs are in a real fight every single week. There is no, oh, well, they were just holding play. No. Empty the playbook is what you need to be doing. This is an absolute must-win, desperation, gotta-have-it kind of game. And I feel like we've said that two, maybe three times this season. We can't keep pushing the can back. Oh, well, I mean, now they just got to win these four games, and then they'll make the postseason. Man, we are a week away from Thanksgiving. A week away. They're 500. The Chiefs' entire lot in life can change in the next 7 days. Entire lot in life can change. Regardless of how you feel right now, whether you think people are overreacting, maybe you think it's over with Kansas City, maybe you're playing the wait and see, we will have all of the answers that we need to have with the Kansas City Chiefs at 7 o'clock next Thursday. If the Chiefs are 7-5, I would say for the most part, crisis averted. You beat a top five team at home. Dallas is, I don't know if Dallas is good, but I don't think Dallas is bad. And I think on the road in a short week, and I know it's not technically Thursday night football, but it's Thursday afternoon football. We all know that weird things can happen. If the Chiefs can figure out a way to win these next 2 weeks and they get 11 days to just woosah, spend time with family, and come back rested, refocused for a home game against the Houston Texans, the entire mood of the city will be different. Hey, we back. Look, they got three of their next four at home. They got divisional games. It's going to be cold. We're back at Arrowhead, and our home field advantage is going to push us the rest of the way. We always talk about the double tap with Kansas City. And, Rob, we've talked about that in a single game situation with the Chiefs. How if you got the Chiefs down and you got a chance to kick them down, you got to keep them down. Right now, the AFC is looking at the Indianapolis Colts as a chance to potentially end the season for the Kansas City Chiefs in the 2025 season. They got a chance. The Chiefs cannot afford to lose more AFC games. They just can't. That's going to be an important tiebreaker that they're going to need. I know people keep talking about the Bills tiebreaker and Jacksonville's tiebreaker. Man, one of the tiebreakers is divisional games. And right now, Los Angeles has not lost a game in the division, and the Chiefs have lost games in the division. And the other one is record in the AFC. The Chiefs cannot afford to keep losing games to other teams in the AFC. This is the urgency that you put when you didn't take care of your business in September the way that they didn't take care of business, or in October, or whenever they haven't taken care of business. So I'm looking at it like, man, the Chiefs season feels like it's down to 1 week. They got two games over the next 1 week, and if they can figure it out, then I think they're good and you can exhale a little bit. But I think we all are waiting to see how the Chiefs are going to respond. I thought they were going to respond well last week against the Broncos. They scored 19 points in the most important game of the season.
Listen, I understand why Nick and fans kind of felt about the preseason comments for a long time. I never subscribed to it, or at least no one on this show subscribed to it. I remember I made fun of people for the idea they were secret plays for Josh Gordon. I just thought he was washed. Guess what? He was washed. Like, I don't think the Chiefs may take the regular season as important as others, but I didn't think they took it like a preseason game. But that whole narrative, that whole propaganda, that whole thought process is absolutely dead and gone, because the Chiefs usually turn it on in November. If you're the kind of person that feels like they took the regular season like a preseason, they do usually flip a switch when it gets post-Halloween. Once all the candy is out of your house, the Chiefs turn it on. Well, since the candy has turned out of your been churned out of your house in 2025, the Chiefs have not exactly bathed themselves in glory in November. They lost to Buffalo. They then lost to Denver. Two. A team that you view as a threat in the AFC and a team that you view as a threat in the AFC West. Now you're playing a new school, a new money threat in the AFC, in the Indianapolis Colts. If you are not taking the regular season serious, if you are holding back plays, if you are trying to play the long game and not get, you know, too bogged down the minutiae of a regular season game, don't worry about the other one, because at 5-6, I do not know that the Chiefs are a playoff team. They can be. They can make a run. I don't know. But if you're 5-6 and you are about to cut your Thanksgiving turkey, you are in a real uphill battle. So the idea that the regular season is all some sort of charade the Chiefs play just because they have to is nonsense to me. It's time to lock in and go now.
Yeah, 100%. And I guess to the point, I think it sounds like you and I agree. I think people are waiting for the Chiefs to flick the light switch. You don't start flicking the light switch on December 15th. It's too late then at that point. You know what I mean? Like, you need to flick it this week. You need to flick it on November 22nd. November 23rd is when the light switch needs to be on if you're the Kansas City Chiefs and you're a 500 football team. Coming up in about 5 minutes or so, we're going to be joined by Mike Florio of NBC Sports. I want to play this for you very quickly. This is Gary Parrish of CBS. Here's the latest with Darren Peterson as he tries to get back on the court.
Hamstrings are weird in the sense that you can't see them. And what I mean is like with that, when somebody rolls their ankle, you see that in a basketball game. When somebody tears an ACL, you see that in a basketball game. When somebody pulls a hamstring, you just sort of see them go, oh, and you're like, oh, what happened? And so then it's like, well, why can't you play? I'm just telling you, as a former athlete who has torn a hamstring, it's not even a question of do you want to play or not. It's like you can't move. You can't do it. You can't do it. And you look up a week later and you still can't do it. And you look up a week later and you still can't do it. I enjoy being on the golf course as much as I enjoy being anywhere. They don't have to pay me to play. I pay them to let me play. There's nowhere I'd rather be on a Sunday morning than on a golf course. But like, there were just Sundays I just could not go because you can't do it. You cannot do it. And I've lived the life Darren Peterson is living right now. I've been sidelined by a hamstring injury in the year 2025, exactly like Darren Peterson. And I'm just telling you, KU fans, he's going through it right now. This is a tough type of injury, but my understanding is he will be back hopefully soon and hopefully also without further hamstring irritations.
I mean, the goal of everybody is the exact same thing, man. I want Darren Peterson back on the court. I want to see the kid play. I want to see him healthy. I want to see him go on to the NBA and have a happy, healthy, productive career. I just want to see the kid get on the court. I don't know when that's going to be. I don't think anybody has the answer to it, but I'm certainly excited to see what the potential number one overall pick can look like in a Kansas uniform. Coming up on the other side, we'll be joined by Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk and NBC Sports. That's coming up. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5. The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We're going to head to different NFL voices today to get their opinions on what they think could possibly be wrong with the Kansas City Chiefs. We take our first trip to the phone lines right now with Mike Florio of NBC Sports and Pro Football Talk. Mike, happy to have you pop on the show today.
Great to be with you guys. How are you?
Absolutely. Doing well. Let's start with this. What are you seeing? What do you think is wrong with the Chiefs right now?
Well, it's funny. I saw Patrick Mahomes' comments from yesterday. We played them on our show this morning, PFT Live, where he addresses the situation, the fact that games that they were winning a year ago, when a key play was called for in a key moment, they would tend to make those plays, and this year they're not doing it. And he was very normal in his delivery. He didn't seem upset about it. It was very matter of fact, but it begs the question, why aren't the plays that were being made in the key moments last year being made in the key moments this year? What's the difference? And I think there's so many factors that go into it when you have 11 guys on the field at a time. You've got different levels of ability for the players. You've got older players. You've got players who may at some level be a little too satisfied by what's gone on the last few years to be putting in all of the extra work, all of the extra effort, all the little things you have to do from hydration to film study to getting enough sleep to getting enough workouts in to just doing all the things that it takes to really be committed to climbing that mountain again after they've climbed it three straight times to get to the Super Bowl. And then just the fatigue factor, mental and physical fatigue of riding that horse all the way into February for three straight years. I think there's so many different things that go into it, but that's the one key question. When the Chiefs are in these positions where they can make a key play, why are they not making the key play, and why is the other team making the key play? And the one very fascinating potential outcome to the season that will not make Chiefs fans happy is if the Chiefs ultimately lose the opportunity to be the number 7 seed in the AFC to the Jacksonville Jaguars because they have the same record, and the tiebreaker is that crazy Trevor Lawrence fell down twice, got up and scored when Chris Jones wasn't really chasing him moment. But maybe that's the perfect microcosm for where things are, that they're not making that play. They used to make that play. And I'll say this, I would not assume that the Chiefs aren't going to figure out how to get back to making that play.
Right now, we're talking to Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk and NBC Sports. We're going to go around the NFL today and ask various national voices how they feel about the Chiefs and if they still think they're making the playoffs. Mike, we led the show with this question. I'm curious to get your answer. The Chiefs are 3.5-point favorites in this game against the Colts. The Colts have been one of the 5 best teams in the league this year. The Chiefs have been very inconsistent so far this season. Do you think this line is more the public believes in Kansas City and believes they're going to turn this around, or do you think this line is indicative of there is very little that the Colts can do in the regular season to buy the public's trust?
I think it's a little bit of both. Look, the Chiefs were favorites on the road last week in Denver. And if you stripped away the logos and the colors and you just assessed the 53 players on each team analytically and looked at what they've done, why would we think the Chiefs should be favored to beat the Broncos in Denver, given the way the Broncos have played and given the way the Chiefs have played? So I think that the betting lines are influenced, and ultimately what the sports books are looking for, I believe, is to have equal action on both sides. So if people are betting more heavily on the Chiefs than the Broncos, that's going to drive the line one way or the other. But I think in this one, the last time the Colts had a challenge, and I don't – look, your schedule is what it is. You can't go out and dare someone better than the Titans to play you twice, but the Colts have benefited from that. They benefited from playing the Dolphins early on when they were in disarray. They've handled the games that they're supposed to handle, but they had one prior test, and that was to go to Pittsburgh. And the Steelers, who have not been spectacular this year, beat them. So I think that this is a fair reflection. And you also throw in the reality that the Chiefs have their backs against the wall, and the Colts will have less of an incentive this weekend. I don't know how much of a difference that makes, but the Chiefs are getting closer and closer to one loss too many. And it just feels like, unless they really are done, I said about the Steelers last weekend with the Bengals, if they lose this game, they're done. And you could say if the Chiefs lose this one to the Colts, they may be done. And I think that's enough of a reason for the Chiefs to find a way to win it.
We've been calling them the new money teams in the National Football League that for the last handful of years has been Kansas City, Baltimore, Buffalo, Cincinnati was in this conversation that every year these were the favorites. It feels like it's changed. Denver, Indianapolis, New England, those have been the 3 teams. Which one of those teams do you believe in the most? That if I told you one of these 3 teams represents the AFC in San Francisco, which team would you pick?
What 3 are the options to pick? The Colts, the Broncos, and the Patriots?
Yes, correct.
I'd say the Patriots. They've got that institutional DNA, which does not evaporate simply because Bill Belichick and Tom Brady are gone. Mike Vrabel is the connection back to that first iteration of the Patriots, 3 Super Bowls in 4 years. And Vrabel should have never been available to be hired by the New England Patriots. The Titans proved they're dysfunctional, hopelessly, by firing the best thing they had in Mike Vrabel. And it all just worked out perfectly for the Patriots to get him. And Drake May is proving to be, by all appearances, the best quarterback from the 2024 first-round class. Some of the things he's done this year, some of the specific statistical achievements are rare. Number of consecutive games, 200 yards passing with a passer rating above 100. I think he ended up going 8 games in a row. Only a couple of guys have ever done that. And every guy that's ever done it has won the MVP the year he did it. So all the planets are lining up for them, and I think that they're a team, when it's time to go play in that big playoff game, they are going to deliver. They're not going to flinch. They're not going to blink. They're not going to pee down their leg. And so that's the one thing that we can't lose sight of, and that's what the Chiefs have. And if the Chiefs get in, the Chiefs are going to be dangerous because everything changes when you get to the postseason and it's single elimination. The records are out the window. All that matters is what spot did you get on the playoff tree? Doesn't matter how you got there. All that matters is what you're going to do in the 60 minutes of football that you're facing with your entire season riding on it. The Chiefs consistently rise to that challenge. Joe Burrow consistently rises to that challenge. So many other quarterbacks and teams and coaches, something happens in that moment. You feel the weight of the entire season of football and all the months of effort that preceded it riding on the outcome of that game. And I think the Patriots, of those 3 teams, I think the Patriots are a team that is going to embrace that moment and carry it forward. And I won't be surprised if they represent the AFC in Santa Clara.
Mike, I'll get you out of here with these last two quick questions. Yes or no, you mentioned seeding. That's all that matters. Do you think Kansas City grabs either that 6 or that 7 seed?
I think they will, but we were looking at it today. There's a chance that the three teams that we assume to be the kings of the AFC coming into the season, the Ravens, the Chiefs, and the Bengals, Ravens, Chiefs, Bills, none of them make it. And it's crazy to even utter those words, but there's a chance that none of them make it. But I think the Chiefs will, and it'll make their playoff games a lot more exciting. And we may get Chiefs-Eagles again in the Super Bowl, like we were thinking we'd get before the season, but it's a hell of a circuitous route to get the Chiefs there at this point, and we never would have expected that.
Mike, I'll get you out of here with this last question. Every time I look up, you're writing a new book. You got something new out?
Yeah, I had a book come out in August that actually ended up being perfectly timed, and one of the reasons I pushed Big Shield to market when I did, I had a feeling there was going to be a major gambling scandal that I tried to presage in the book. And Big Shield is, it's fictional, but it's about the potential connections between the mob gambling and a professional football league that technically is not the NFL. And there are connections to a professional basketball league that is technically not the NBA. And the character in the book who is caught up in this gambling scenario is doing in the book the same thing Terry Rozier is alleged to have done recently by the federal government, the indictment that was handed down in Brooklyn. So I've tried to create a cautionary tale so anyone who reads it, especially if they're connected to the games, they understand there is nothing good that is going to come from this hollow pursuit of easy money. And there are so many different pathways for corruption. And inside information is the one thing that all sports leagues need to be concerned about. They need to minimize the inside information that's there, and they need to control the inside information. And they're all failing at this point. And hopefully these recent scandals and hopefully stories like Big Shield will get people to pay attention. And it's only 99 cents in ebook form on Amazon. The print version is $14.99. It's a quick read. It's a fun read. I mean, I try to make it entertaining. You can't just, if I was in my early 20s, the last thing I would do is read a book, but it would be great if players would read it because I think it would teach them in an entertaining way a lesson far more valuable than having a finger wagged at them in a seminar where they don't want to be there and they're probably not paying attention the same way I would have been at that age when I just want to get the hell out of there and go home and play video games.
That is Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, joining us on the show today. He does fantastic work for Pro Football Talk and NBC Sports. Mike, always great catching up with you. Appreciate your time today.
Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. That is Mike Florio joining us on the show today. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will continue our trip around the National Football League, and someone put together some very interesting numbers about the Chiefs offense. I'll tell you what they are. Keep them right here. So drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.